Okay. Hello, hello, hello. It's the Lisper Podcast. And I'm here. I'm your host, the Lisper. And the co-host showed up today. Co-host is here. Co-host showed up. And he ain't got much to offer, but he's going to contribute. He's going to contribute right now. It's all he got. That's all he got. But he's here. He made a showing. And he's here. And we're going to let him be great. We're going to let him say his introduction. All right, the co-host has now introduced himself. And we're just going to get right into it. We're just going to get right into it, okay? So if you're a wrestling fan like me, or if you're just a fan in general of anything entertainment-wise, if you're a fan of movies, if you're a fan of, like, pop culture, wrestling, anything like that, then you know the phrase, if you smell what the Rock is cooking. You know that phrase? You know that phrase? It might not turn you on like it turned me on. Not in the gateway. Pause. Yeah, I'm saying. But that shit turns me on. When I hear that phrase, if you smell what the Rock is cooking, it does something up in my insides. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel some type of way. I get it. It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe all the time. You know what I mean? It gives you something in my soul, my body, my mind, my spirit. It gives me something. But that's because I'm a wrestling fan. That's because I love The Rock. And I said this on my TikTok. When I used to hear that, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, I was smelling Popeye's motherfucking chicken. That's right. I smell Popeye's chicken because Popeye's chicken, everybody know, I love that chicken from Popeye's. And Popeye's chicken is like the greatest smell on the planet. Popeye's chicken is the greatest smell on the planet. So when The Rock said, asked if I smelled what he was cooking, I was like, is that Popeye's chicken? Is The Rock up here making Popeye's chicken? Because I was loving everything that The Rock was cooking, okay? Now let's start with where he was cooking it. He was cooking it in the WWE kitchen. That's right. When The Rock was on wrestling, he was doing the Attitude Era. The Rock could not be stopped. Now, let's see. He started out as Rocky Maivia, and I liked him then. I was like, he looked goofy as fuck. Let's be clear. The Rock looked goofy as fuck. He didn't have a cool look, but he was a cool dude. I was like, this young boy kind of big. He got the light. He had nice skin. Now, I'm saying The Rock has what I like to call nice skin, nice wrestling skin. It was smooth. It wasn't bumpy and nothing. It was like a good tan color. The Rock had nice skin. He looked good. He looked the part. He was tall, muscular, looked the part. You know what I'm saying? And he could wrestle with it. When The Rock got in the ring, he had good in-ring skill. Wasn't much on the mic. And that outfit and his whole Rocky Maivia gimmick wasn't it. But he wasn't asking us to smell it at that time. The Rock wasn't even smelling himself then, so he definitely didn't ask us to smell him at that time. But when The Rock became The Rock, when The Rock became the Brahma Bull, when The Rock became Mr. Boots to Asses, when The Rock became Know Your Role and Shut Your Damn Mouth, when he became that dude, he was that dude, okay? No one was better in the ring during that time. No one was better on the mic. During that time. I stand on that. Now, he ain't the GOAT, because Shawn Michaels is the GOAT, but we never got to see him and Shawn Michaels because it was some backstage bullshit. Shawn talked about his grandma. You talk about my grandma, we ain't never wrestling either. I'm not going to be your friend. So, you know, some backstage bullshit. So we ain't never got to see him against Shawn, but he was damn sure in the ring, he was damn sure better than Stone Cold. In the ring, he was damn sure better than that Triple H. In the ring, he was better than Stone Cold. He was better than Triple H. Was he better than Kurt Angle? No. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. He wasn't better than Kurt Angle in the ring, but he was good enough. You know what I mean? Was he better than Undertaker in the ring? Yeah, but Undertaker, you know, a different standard because he's on a different level as far as, like, big man. So I can't really compare him and Undertaker, but all of The Rock's counterparts, for real, besides maybe Kurt Angle, The Rock was better than everybody else in the ring. And The Rock was damn sure better than everybody else on the mic. The Rock, it don't matter what your name is, you know what I mean? The Rock, yo, when he sung that song to Vicky, because honey, you look horrible tonight or terrible tonight or whatever he sung to Vicky that night, oh my God, I was dying. The Rock done made me pee myself more than a couple of times laughing, okay? So at the time when The Rock was asking if we smell it, it was smelling like Popeye's chicken. But I said on the TikTok, and I'm saying it right now, and I'm standing on it. I'm putting my feet in it. I'm eating it, shitting it, believing it. It's all in my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit. That if The Rock asked me today, if The Rock came up, and I'm a drink to that. If The Rock walked up in the studio right now and said, "Hey, Tyrone, you smell what The Rock is cooking?" I would be like, "Mm-hmm, smell it, Rock. And it smells like shit." So today's episode is called Smells Like Chitlins, because we don't cook shit. I was going to call it Smell Like Shit, but we don't cook shit. So that would have been a little bit, that wouldn't have been a good title, because we don't cook shit. You know what I mean? If you smell what The Rock is cooking, yeah, Rock, is you cooking shit? He wouldn't be cooking shit. But chitlins, chitlins is close to the shit smell we going to get. So guess what? The title of today's episode, it smells like chitlins. And that's what I'll tell The Rock. I'll tell him to his motherfucking face. I ain't scared of that motherfucker. Dwayne Johnson, bitch. I ain't scared of you, bitch. Like, no, I wouldn't call Rock no bitch to his face. I mean, we think of him as professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is fake, but this shit real. Rock could pick my ass up, throw me out this motherfucking window. In real life, he could. So, no, I'm not going. He got it. I ain't going to call him no bitch. But I will tell him to his face that he cooking up some chitlins. I will tell him that. I will tell him that, because the fact of the matter is, The Rock went to Hollywood. And other sports stars went to Hollywood. Hulk Hogan went to Hollywood. You know what I mean? John Cena went to Hollywood. Actually, John Cena killing it. John Cena cooking some Popeye's chicken over there. You see Peacemaker? Peacemaker is my shit. Okay? And I like John Cena in almost everything he was in. Small roles, big roles. I like John Cena. But John Cena went to Hollywood. Hulk Hogan went to Hollywood. Miz went to Hollywood. Randy Orton made a couple of movies. You know what I mean? So we had other wrestling stars go to Hollywood, but none of them ain't went there like The Rock went there. None of them ain't went there like The Rock went there. The Rock was set to take over. The Rock was going to be the next big action star. The Rock was going to be the greatest thing that hit Hollywood since Denzel. The Rock was going to be Denzel. The Rock was supposed to be Idris Elba. You know what I mean? The Rock was supposed to be all that. And The Rock, it ain't panned out. At least not for me, it ain't panned out. A lot of people still Rock fans. A lot of people love him. But for me, that shit ain't panned out. So first, in the first half, I decided to be nice. In the first half, I decided to start with the good. But I'm going to start with the good. But before I start with the good, I'm going to say something bad. It's three things. It's a movie called Empire State I haven't seen. It's a movie called Skyscraper that The Rock's in that I haven't seen. It's a movie called Snitch that The Rock's in that I haven't seen. Now, Skyscraper, Empire State I haven't seen. But I saw previews for them. I looked at them. I'm not interested. I'm really not interested. I'm like, this is not something that I'm probably going to watch. Or if I do watch it, it's because Brittany wanted to watch it. Or maybe I see it by accident, because Brittany don't really watch shit like that. So I'm not expecting her to want to watch it, and I'm not expecting me to actually purposely put that shit on. So unless somebody comes to me and goes, "Yo, Empire State, Skyscraper was good as shit," or unless, you know, Brittany wants to watch it, I'm probably going to see them, but maybe like further down the line, a few years from now, maybe on accident, maybe on purpose, one day, I don't know. And then Snitch. What black man in America is going to watch Snitch? Like, what the fuck? The name is wrong. The name already turned me off. As soon as I saw that name, Snitch, Snitch. Snitch. I don't want to watch nothing called no Snitch. No, dude, you missed me on that. I don't want to watch nothing called motherfucking Snitch, okay? But but same thing with the other ones. I saw the previews for it. I saw, you know, how it looked on Netflix. I don't think I'm about to check that one out neither. So those are the movies that I haven't seen. They don't look promising to me, but they could be good. But I ain't going to critique them. I ain't going to say nothing about them. I ain't going to lie about them or nothing. I'm just going to leave them where they at. If I see them one day and they good, I'll come on here and I'll tell y'all motherfuckers they good. Excuse me. So now let's start with what I said I was going to do. I'm going to start with the good. First of all, I'm going to start with the Jumanjis. The Rock was in the remake Jumanji films, and guess what? Those films was good. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed The Rock in them. They was pretty funny. They was pretty cool. They was good film. Rock did his thing in that. I ain't gonna lie. Rock did his thing in those films. I ain't gonna lie. They was good. So, yeah. Rock, big ups. Big ups. Take a drink. Take a drink to the Jumanjis. The Jumanjis. Take a drink to them. Okay? Cool. Fine and dandy. I like those movies. Pain and Gain. I saw Pain and Gain with Mark Ball. Mark Wahlberg. And it was based on a true story about these weightlifting dudes that that kidnapped this fucking rich dude and stole all his shit, all his properties, businesses, all, like, just basically took his whole life away from him. Good movie. Rock was excellent in this film. That was when I was like, oh, The Rock got some chops. When I saw Pain and Gain, I was like, The Rock got some acting chops. The Rock was real good in that movie. Pain and Gain is probably one of my favorite films. It was funny. It was cool. It was based on a true story. And it was all the way fucked up. You know what I mean? It was all the way fucked up. So I enjoyed Pain and Gain. And that was when I was like confident in The Rock. That was when I was like, okay, Rock, you can be, you know, the Hollywood dude that I thought you was. You ain't cooking chitlins in this one. You ain't cooking Popeye's chicken. No, that's for damn sure. But you cooking crown. At that time when The Rock did Pain and Gain, he was cooking some crown fried chicken. It wasn't Popeye's, but it was crown. It was getting there. It was almost. It was in the hood in Camden, not in the suburbs in Upper Darby or Springfield. But you was cooking some chicken in the Camden hood for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Rock did good on that. So Pain and Gain was good. So Rundown. The Rundown was one of the earliest times. I think that was probably one of The Rock's first films, if I'm not mistaken. And I really enjoyed The Rundown. I liked The Rundown, and that's what gave me the confidence in The Rock. That's what made me say, hey, Rock is going to Hollywood. Rock might not come back to wrestling. When The Rock did The Rundown made me think that I would never see The Rock wrestle again. I thought, that's it. The Rock is the man. The Rock's going to be in Hollywood. Because The Rundown was a good film. I liked it. I enjoyed The Rock in it. I didn't think he did too much. I was like, the acting was pretty good. Now, as far as the whole movie is concerned, Rundown ain't that great. But went bad. Went bad. You know what I mean? So I put the Rundown on a good thing. Ballers. Ain't gonna front. Ain't gonna lie about it. Ain't gonna try to put it out there. Ain't gonna try to embarrass them. Ballers is a good ass show. Ballers is a good ass show. If you ain't watching Ballers, I recommend you watch it. Rock is good. The Ballers is probably the best thing The Rock's done, hands down. The best thing The Rock's done since leaving wrestling is probably Ballers, okay? So I give him credit for that. I'll drink to that, too. Props, drink. Ooh, that was a good one, too. Just like Ballers. Anyway, so Ballers was good, and I give Rock real credit for that because Ballers is real motherfucking good. And what else? Moana. I'll give Rock credit for Moana, but is that cheating? Is Moana cheating? Because, I mean, it is. Disney is one of the best. It's one of their best films, and they gave The Rock. I mean, it's easy to do that, right? You just go in, and you just use your voice, and you just, oh, what can I say except you're welcome? You know what I mean? It was like. But, I mean, I got to give him credit where the credit is due. Moana was a good movie. And his character, Moana, was a good character. And he killed it. And Moana was good. And that's it. That's it. I mean, that's literally all that I can find of The Rock's Hollywood career that I can say that I reasonably like. That I can, no, not even that I reasonably like, that I can say actually was good. Because if I just say, hey, you know, if The Rock's Hollywood career is based on just you reasonably liking it, then that's a failure, right? I mean, like, if somebody goes to Hollywood, and an actor, actress, anybody, they go to Hollywood, they in Hollywood, right? And every movie that they've done, every film that they've done is and they go, hey, did you like that movie? Did you like that film? Was it good? Was it bad? You know what I mean? You critique them. And everything that they've done, you could go, I liked it. I reasonably liked it. Like, I got reasonable reasons to say that I like this movie. If you did that for every fucking film that this person was ever in, they didn't have nothing that you can say, yo, that motherfucker was excellent. They don't have nothing that you can say, yo, that movie was good as shit. They was real good in it. Everything that they was in is like, I liked it. I liked it. It was all right. It was reasonable. Then they are a failure. That is not a good career. That is not where The Rock was at in wrestling. You see what I'm saying? You can't go from the tippity-tip-top-top of something and then go do something else and be mid, right? You gonna go from the tippity top top of something here to go do something mid? Must be the money that's turning me out. Must be the money. Must be the money. It's gotta be the money. It's gotta be the money, because I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you right now, I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you right now. Okay. Me, the Lisper, got to 1 million motherfucking followers on that TikTok. 1 billion. Nah, nobody gets to 1 billion. I'm just playing. But if I got to 1 million motherfucking followers on that TikTok and that TikTok was blowing the fuck up, you wouldn't see me on this podcast. And the truth is, I'm already better on TikTok than I am on the podcast. I got 24,000 followers on my TikTok, and I don't have that on my podcast, but that ain't enough. That ain't enough to make me say I'm going to stop doing this shit here and focus on that shit there. That's not enough. But 1 million, if I get to 1 million followers on TikTok, the Lisper podcast will be canceled like I said some racist shit at the White House. You know what I'm saying? It would be canceled like Tyrone said some racist shit at the White House on the podcast. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm not about to fucking be here on something else and then be mid on another thing. I'm not about to do that, okay? So I'm not about to leave the podcast to go to TikTok to be mid on TikTok. I'm not about to leave TikTok to do the podcast to be mid on the podcast. No. Right now, I'm mid everywhere. I ain't shit. But if one of these blow up, the podcast blow up, TikTok can kiss my black ass. Because I'm going to the podcast, but I'm going to be number one. Ain't no fucking way. I'm going to be number one. I'm going to be coming for that Joe Rogan. I'm definitely going to surpass that Joe Button. But we talk about that another time. But yeah, so The Rock left where he was number one, maybe two or three, whatever. He was in the top five. He left where he was in the top five at. To go somewhere where right now, I don't even know where his place is in Hollywood. Where's The Rock's place in Hollywood? Is The Rock going to get, I'll put it to you like this, is The Rock going to get an Oscar nomination? That's where it's at. That's what I'm putting out there. The highest accolades in fucking Hollywood is an Oscar. Is The Rock ever going to get a role where he might get an Oscar fucking nomination? Okay? Because The Rock can easily get action movies that he fits that mold. He's a big guy. He's strong. He's got muscles. He's from wrestling, which is an action type thing. So yeah, The Rock can easily get action movies. Can The Rock get a drama? Can The Rock perform in a drama? Because we all act like The Rock is Hollywood. The Rock is taking over Hollywood. Can The Rock do a drama? Can The Rock really do a drama? Can The Rock do a Oscar-worthy film? I don't think so. And not from the looks of what I've seen him doing. I don't see that. So yeah, Rock left from being top five dead or alive to in the 20s. Where you place The Rock in Hollywood? He's somewhere in the 20s. The Rock ain't Denzel. The Rock ain't Idris. Hell, Idris even ain't been doing shit. Idris been doing some fucking bad movies, right? But he's still up there. He's still getting up there. So who is The Rock? Is The Rock better than Matthew McConaughey? Like, is The Rock George Clooney? No. Is The Rock Ben Affleck? Fuck no. Is The Rock Ryan Reynolds? Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. You know what I mean? Who's The Rock at? The Rock is like, I'll put him in the 20s. The Rock right now to me ain't even John Cena, because Peacemaker is better than everything The Rock's done to me. Peacemaker is better than everything that The Rock has done so far. So The Rock to me ain't even John Cena. Rock, how you feel? John Cena still beating your ass. He's beating your ass in wrestling. Now he's beating your ass over here. How you feel, Rock? John Cena was the man in wrestling. Now John Cena the man in Hollywood too. Nah, I'm just playing. John Cena wasn't really the man in wrestling as far as The Rock is concerned. He became the man. John Cena had a lot of matches. John Cena was the man. But yeah, John Cena wasn't better in the ring than The Rock. I'm just fucking around. Yeah, talking some shit. And John Cena ain't better than The Rock in Hollywood. In my opinion, John Cena, the Peacemaker, was better. But in Hollywood, for real, nobody ain't checking for John Cena. John Cena not going to get the money that The Rock is getting. But then that's back to my point. Rock left wrestling where he was top dog to go to Hollywood where he's going to be mid. Yeah, must be the money. Because I know Vince wasn't giving Rock no $20 million. Vince gets some money up now. I mean, I'm pretty sure John Cena makes some money. I'm pretty sure The Miz makes some money. I'm pretty sure a lot of these fucking wrestlers make some money. But they ain't making no $20 million. Rock wasn't getting no $20 million in WWE. So, yeah, he made more money in Hollywood for sure. But I'm just saying, Rock, is it the money? Tell the people then. Tell the people. Let us know that you in it for the money, man. You're not really trying to be number one over there. You in it for the money. Because that's what it feel like to me. That's what it feel like to me. Now, I was going, usually my podcast go for about an hour. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use the front part to say all the good stuff about The Rock. You know what I mean? I'm going to use the second half to say the bad, but I'm only 20 minutes in and I don't got no more good. That's my whole point. Listen, the whole setup of this podcast, I ain't even going to hold you, right? The whole setup of my podcast, the whole premise of this shit, the whole thing, the whole preparation and everything was like, I'm going to do a half an hour on the good, and then I'm going to go into the bad, the second half an hour, and boom, that's going to be the hour, that's going to be the show. And I'm 20 minutes in, and really, the shit I said good about them, as far as Hollywood is concerned, was only about 8 minutes. For I only had 8 minutes worth of good Hollywood shit to talk about The Rock. And the introduction wasn't about Hollywood, the introduction was about wrestling. And the past 5, 6, 7 minutes weren't about the good Hollywood shit. It was about like why he left wrestling, him about being the money. So yes, I had 8 minutes of a fucking hour-long podcast. I only had 8 minutes of good. Don't smell like Popeye's chicken to me. Now, 8 minutes of good don't really smell like chillings, though, do it? Yeah, dude, because wait till I get to the bag. You ain't even heard the bag yet. They ain't smelling like Popeye's, that's for sure. Smells like shit, and we don't cook shit, do we? Do we cook shit? Anybody cook shit? Y'all cook shit? Anybody? We don't cook shit. Mm-mm. So, yeah, the shit smelling like chitlins, ain't it? And y'all never probably even thought about it. That's the funny thing. Y'all probably never even thought about it. Y'all probably was like The Rock in Hollywood. He making a bunch of movies. He doing good. None of y'all never even probably thought to analyze that The Rock ain't really doing that good. Yeah, money-wise, he's doing good. Popularity-wise, he's doing good. Hollywood-wise, that nigga stank. Smell like shit. Y'all know I'm right. Come on, dispute if you want to. Come on, dispute it. Because guess what? Y'all don't even want to dispute it. Y'all don't want to even dispute it because I went on TikTok. I went on TikTok and I got 25,000 followers on TikTok. And I went on there and I said, hey, listen, I told y'all I was going to be here. I said, I'm going on here and I'm going on at 10:30 on Friday. And I told y'all, I'm going to say The Rock ain't shit. I'm talking about The Rock. I'm gonna talk bad about your boy, The Rock. I'm going to talk bad about him. And if anybody wants to dispute, anybody wants to argue with me, come on over. You know, come on over, ask for the link. Ain't nobody asked me shit. Ain't nobody comment on that video. That video ain't even hit on TikTok. I think I got like 200 views on that video. Nobody ain't send me the link, motherfucker. Nobody ain't say, hey, I want to be in on that. Nobody even comment. Even the people from the Starting Five, everybody from my other podcast group, Starting Five knew that I was going to be talking about The Rock today. Ain't none of them want none of that work. Because they knew they couldn't defend their boy. They knew The Rock in there cooking chitlins instead of chicken. They know that. See what I'm saying? So don't talk no shit. Don't talk no shit after the fact. I gave y'all the prime opportunity to come over here. Y'all didn't want to do it because y'all's the Twitter fingers. That's what y'all are, y'all Twitter fingers. Turn the trigger fingers. Come on over here and get some of this. Y'all better come get you one of these. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't want no smoke because y'all know y'all can't defend your boy. He ain't killing it in Hollywood like he was supposed to be. He ain't doing in Hollywood what he was doing on wrestling. All right? Don't go there. But we about to go there. Because I'm about to start the bad. Fuck it. I'm 24 minutes in and I ain't got nothing else to say. So I'm about to start the bad a little early. We about to go to the bad right motherfucking now. I'm not having a technical difficulty. Here it is. We've here. We on the bad. First of all, everybody who knows me knows for a fact, 100% hands down, that I'm not a fan of the Fast and the Furious. I'm not a fan of the Fast and the Furious. I do not like that franchise. Them movies, them shows is bullshit. Oh, wait. Disclaimer. I gotta go back. this show started late. Didn't start at 10:30, like I said. The live stream didn't start at 10:30, like I put out on the TikTok. Okay, so don't even come at me with the excuse, oh, you said it was supposed to start at 10:30. At 10:30, I was looking for it, I ain't see it. Okay, you started late, that ain't my fault. Don't come with me to that excuse, people, because the fact of the matter is y'all didn't ask for the link. See, y'all was going to go on YouTube at 10:30 and try to watch the live show and be in the comments using your Twitter thing. When y'all could have asked for the link and I could have had you in the square box up here, face, mic, talking directly to me. So yeah, don't try to use that excuse. I know I was late. I was late because none of y'all wasn't coming. So that's the case with that. Now let's go back. Fast and the Furious, I don't like that. I don't like none of that. Fast and the Furious is exaggerated, it's crazy, it's fucked up. And y'all just brought The Rock in to help with the fucking with the whole fucking franchise. The Rock was just brought in to help with the franchise, and he went in there with the same bullshit they was doing before. Matter of fact, The Rock went in there with more bullshit. I saw this man move a fucking torpedo or missile or whatever you want to call it. I saw a man, The Rock, take a roll where he literally leaned out of a truck and moved a missile or torpedo or whatever was shot out of a submarine to blow shit up and destroy shit during wartime. He literally grabbed it and moved it with his bare motherfucking hands while leaning out of a truck. And y'all like that? Y'all thought that was cool? Y'all thought that was good? So that's my experience with The Rock and the Fast and the Furious. You do understand, right? So, now, Fast and the Furious franchise, what was he in? Two or three of them motherfuckers? Nah, we ain't doing it. Okay? That shit, that was a money grab. Rock, like, y'all like that? Y'all thought, I mean, there is a lot of people who Fast and Furious fans. But no, for me, no, that is not the fuck it. And that wasn't it before The Rock got there. And The Rock just going there, you telling me that wasn't a money grab? That wasn't The Rock saying, like I said again, must be the money, hit my music, turning me on, must be the money, you know what I mean? Because ain't no way, right? Ain't no way you thought that was cool, ain't no way you read that script and you was like, yeah, that's what's up, that's, I'm going to be cooking that shit, ain't no way, but if y'all like it, I love it. Hobbs and Shaw? I was so mad about Hobbs and Shaw because guess what? Now, the other dude from Jason Statham. I picked his name up. I like him. I like that dude, Jason Statham. He knows his role. He knows his lane. He ain't trying to be nothing else. He's him in every movie. And I ain't saying that all the shit he does is good, but he's him in it, and it's all right. I like him. Okay? I like him. Hobbs and Shaw. Come on, man. That was a money grab, too. We all knew it. We all knew that was a money grab. Come on, that wasn't a good film. Y'all thought that was a good film? No, come on, man. Hobbs and Shaw. I don't even. And then they had Idris, too. I was like, Idris, what are you doing? Idris, why did you take this role? Idris, people was calling you the next Denzel. People was literally saying Idris Elba was going to be the next Denzel because he had the look. The ladies loved him, and they was going to put him in shit. Idris Elba was about to be put in Oscar-winning in movies, right? I think Hobbs and Shaw fucked his career up. I ain't gonna lie. I think Hobbs and Shaw fucked Idris Elba's career up. Because I thought Idris Elba was gonna be the next Denzel. He did Hobbs and Shaw, and then they putting him in movies. What's that movie he did? The Beast, or whatever that movie he did with the lion? You went from about to be on Denzel level to doing that Beast movie, or whatever that shit was called with you and the lion. Idris, yep. Blame The Rock. Go fight him. I'm not condoning violence, but real for real, Hobbs and Shaw fucked up Idris. Hobbs and Shaw was so bad, it fucked up Idris' career. I stand on it. Hobbs and Shaw fucked up Idris Elba's career. Stand on it, me. I'm on it. I'm standing. It ain't a soapbox. It's me standing right here. The man. Whatever. Come see me. Come see me. No, none of y'all even come see me. I'm going every week. I'm going to do a TikTok now where I'm going to say what I'm doing on the podcast for that week, and I'm going to tell everybody. I will share you the fucking link. I'm going to do it on TikTok. I'm going to do it on Facebook. I'm going to do it everywhere these things are sold. That, you know, everywhere sold. I'm going to do it every fucking way and see how many people want that link. See how many people ask me for that link. Y'all know y'all can't fuck with your boy. Y'all know y'all can't. If you scared, say you scared. You know what I mean? Say you scared. But Hobbs and Shaw, that ain't it. Black Adam. Black Adam. The comic book enthusiasts are like, what the fuck? I'm not a comic book enthusiast. You know, King Lion. King and Queen Lion on TikTok. His name is King and Queen Lion on TikTok. But him personally, he ain't the queen. I mean, he ain't King and Queen. He's just King. King Lion. King Lion might not like that movie because he's a comic book enthusiast. You know what I mean? He reads comics. He knows what Black Adam really supposed to be. So he's analyzing the movies on a different level. King Lion analyzes the movies a little different because he reads the shit. I don't read a motherfucking thing. So I don't even know about Black Adam in the comics. I don't really know about that. So my critique of the Black Adam film is not the same as what King Lion would say about it. Mine ain't the same. You see what I'm saying? So mine is basically based on the film itself. And based on the film itself, it wasn't a bad movie. I'm not going to sit up here in front and act like I didn't enjoy Black Adam. I did. I enjoyed the movie. But from what I'm hearing from people who read comics, I ain't saying King Lion said nothing, but what I'm hearing from people who read comics or from people who really know what Black Adam was, they was like, oh, that movie sucked. But my take on it is that the movie was okay. But not The Rock. Not The Rock. See, the thing is, I'm going by the script. I'm going by what I saw. I enjoyed it. I had fun watching it. But The Rock, to me, that was some cookie-cutter shit. I didn't see nothing about The Rock's performance that made me go, okay, Rock, okay, goddamn, Rock, you cooking that shit. I didn't see nothing in that performance that made me. I sniffed that whole movie. I sniffed it. I not at one time smelled Popeye's chicken. I didn't even smell Crown fried chicken. You know what fried chicken I smelled? Not my grandmama's. I was about to say my grandmama's, but no. My grandmama fried chicken good than a motherfucker. She passed away, God bless her soul. But my grandmama fried chicken was good as shit. My grandmama fried chicken was probably better than Popeye's shit. So I was about to say my grandmama fried chicken, but no. You know what? I smell Marie fried chicken. That's what I smell Marie fried chicken, my sister, my little sister. My little sister, she can make some good fried chicken. It's decent. Is it Crown? No. Is it my grandma? Fuck no. Fuck, is you kidding me? Is it Popeye's? Not even. Is it KFC? No, my sister don't use no 11 herbs and spices. But, the bitch do make an all right fried chicken. And don't get mad. Oh, the cancel culture, hello? Yeah, cancel culture. I've been calling my sister bitch since she was a baby. I've been calling my sister bitch her whole life. Ho, you don't know her? You don't know that bitch? I mean, you don't know. Her name's Marie. She's cool. She's not a bitch. I'm sorry. She is a bitch. Hello? No, I didn't say nothing. No, cancel go. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My sister's not a bitch. She's a lovely black woman. I love her a lot. I do love her a lot. That is true. That's true. I love her a lot. She's my sister. Okay. Y'all gonna let me slide? All right. I ain't gonna say it again. That bitch. No, but I'm just saying, okay? Black Adam with The Rock making Marie's fried chicken. Okay, I'm gonna put it like that. That's what that was. Okay, he dialed it in. I could have did that. I could have played Black Adam in the movie. I don't got to look, but I got to cook. You know what I mean? You see what I did there? Y'all see it? I ain't got to look, but I got to cook. But I'm just saying that it wasn't nothing exciting to me about The Rock's performance. I enjoyed the movie. The movie wasn't too bad, but The Rock's performance in there didn't make me go, okay, Rock. Didn't make me go, okay, I see you, brother. Didn't make me think of Popeye's fried chicken. Made me think of Marie's fried chicken. So here you go. Same thing with Red Notice. Oh, and look. Look, Red Notice got killed, got destroyed. Everybody was like, what the fuck is this? I hate it. Red Notice is a terrible fucking movie to every motherfucking body except me. I enjoy Red Notice. I had fun watching it. But like I said, The Rock's performance in it wasn't nothing spectacular, wasn't nothing great, wasn't nothing to write home about mama, write home to mama. It wasn't nothing to write home to mama about. It wasn't nothing. Like The Rock, I mean, you dialed it in. Once again, that was something he dialed in. That was an easy movie for him. It was straight to Netflix. It was like, oh, y'all want to give me $5 million, whatever they paid him for it? Like, fine, I'll take it. That's how I feel. I feel like it, once again, back to my soul. Hip hop music must be the money that's turning me. I must be the money. Because that's how I feel. Must be the money, right? Must be the money. Must be the money to do Red Notice. I mean, I liked it. I enjoy Red Notice. I'm saying that. Red Notice is funny to me. I like that movie. I watched it. I enjoyed that shit. But where's the grand? Was it an Oscar performance? Fuck no. Was it close to Popeye's chicken? Fuck no. It wasn't even Marie chicken. Red Notice wasn't even Marie chicken. Red Notice was like, I can fry some chicken up. I know how to do it. I know my shit be done. It don't be seasoned. It might be seasoned now because I'm getting Hooks, Rubs, and Spices. That's right. Hooks, Rubs, and Spices is going to be on that shit now. So it might be seasoned a little better, but yeah, my shit, yeah, I can fry. It's done. It's crispy. It got a good color to it. My chicken. You know what I mean? So the Red Notice is my chicken. Tyrone's fried chicken, Lisper chicken. That's what Red Notice is, okay? That's what we're going to go with. Jungle Cruise. If y'all telling me that The Rock didn't do Jungle Cruise for a cash grab, y'all motherfuckers, is y'all delusional. Y'all out y'all mind. Jungle Cruise, Disney called, Rock went. And that's how I feel about Jungle Cruise. That's how I feel about Hercules. That's how, I mean, well, Hercules not a Disney thing, but I mean, that's how I feel about Jungle Cruise. That's how I feel about The Journey 2. That's how I feel about Tooth Fairy. That's how I feel about Game Plan. That's how I feel about, yeah, all those movies, those little kiddie movies that Rock did, I feel like, you know, it's like a Disney type thing. It's like, hey, yo, you know, they called to do some kiddie shit, I'm going to do some kiddie shit. I would. Even if I was in Hollywood, even if I thought the movie was bad, they called me to do some shit with some kids, some kiddie shit for the kids, by the kids, with the kids, I'm going to do that shit. So that's what I feel about all those movies. So what is it? Jungle Cruise, fucking Journey 2, fucking Tooth Fairy, fucking Game Plan, those movies, I feel like Rock was just like, oh, y'all want me to do some kids with the, some shit with the kids? I'm going to do the shit. It's kids. It's a kid film. And the thing is, you know you're going to get money because they're going to pay you because kids films is going to be watched. No matter what, people are going to take their, people are looking for wholesome shit to take their kids to. So if you do a wholesome kids movie, a G movie or a PG movie, people are going to take their kids to go see it. You're going to get paid. So that's how I feel about all of those films. Rock knew what he was doing. Rock is a good ass bitch. Hey, man, if Rock said, if you smell what The Rock is cooking in business, I'd be like, yeah, Rock, love that chicken from Popeye's. We ain't talking about business, no. As a businessman, Rock is fucking top notch. He's aces. He's up the top, cause like I said. But we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that. Okay. Central Intelligence. Okay. If y'all know me, y'all already know how I feel about Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart ain't the shit. Kevin Hart is not. I'm better than Kevin Hart. I I'm better than Kevin Hart, man. Like, for real, but y'all don't know. Y'all don't know because I can't do stand-up. You know what I mean? I can't do stand-up. My shit is natural. I can't rehearse it. I can't make it up. I can't fucking, like say the same shit every show. I can't do the same shit every movie, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Kevin Hart, as far as being a stand-up comedian, he got that. As far as being a comedian in general, he got that. I'm not a comedian. But to be, like, naturally funny or to be, like in your natural state, because Kevin Hart tries to portray that, right? That's what he tries to portray to us. He tries to act like he's funny in his natural state, right? He tries to act like everything that he does in his comedy shows and his movies and all that, he tries to act like that's him in his natural state, right? Come to my house. Come to my house during a barbecue where I'm with my peoples and I was getting, you know what I mean? I'm doing, you know, some of this here, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I'm doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? My co-host is with me, you know what I mean? Come to my house for a barbecue and my co-host is with me and see what the fuck I do. Kevin who? That's what you be saying. You won't be saying Kevin Hart. You be saying Kevin the fuck who? Because this shit right here is for my nigga in the street. Like, no, but I'm just saying, I ain't better than Kevin Hart. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Kevin Hart's a millionaire. I'm not. I'm a dollarnaire. But truth be told, though, hey, Kevin Hart is cookie cutter, man. Kevin Hart is cookie cutter. Every film, every movie, every comedy show is the same shit. Kevin Hart is cookie cutter. So, once again, I think The Rock did Central Intelligence just because Kevin Hart was there, you know what I mean? I think The Rock did Central Intelligence just because it was a Kevin Hart film and The Rock knew Kevin Hart film, people gonna go see it. He gonna make money. It's cool. They gonna pay him. I mean, that shit wasn't good at all. I didn't even finish it. I didn't even finish Central Intelligence because it was like, oh, this is typical Kevin Hart, typical Rock. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Bored, 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 bored. That's me. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. There was no substance to that. And then you got Rampage. You got San Andreas. You got Hercules. You got Faster. You got G.I. Joe Retaliation. You got all of those films, and I'm just like, what are you doing, Rock? This is cookie cutter shit. Oh, you know, it's earthquakes. Rock is there. It's fucking, you know, natural disasters. Rock is there. You know what I mean? It's bullshit. Like, Rock, this is cookie cutter action movie shit. And I ain't mad at you because get your money. But I'm just saying, this is not Popeye's chicken. This is fucking chitlins. This is chitlins. Shit stinks. And you know it stinks. Smells bad. Smells like shit. But, you know, get your money. Typical fucking action movie shit. Not great shit. Not even good action movies. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm not even hating on action movies. I'm not even saying that action movies are all bad because some action movies are good. Predator is considered an action film, and Predator is one of my favorite genres. So I'm not saying that all action movies is bad. I'm just saying that anybody with the physique for an action film can do an action film. Look at the Expendables. I'm going to give you a prime example. Look at the Expendables. The Expendables got Expendables, Expendables 2. I think it's like four of them now. And it's another one coming out. And they not taking good actors. They taking Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone with his old ass. They taking Jason Statham. They taking all the guys that look the action hero part. They putting them in it. And that's it. Because you don't need much. All you need is the look. So The Rock, yeah, of course The Rock is going to do a bunch of action films. Because he has that action film look. And it's cool. But let's not sit up here and act like The Rock is honing his craft in Hollywood. The Rock is out there to make money. All of these movies that I feel like is a business decision. Business decision. Now let's talk about Walking Tall. Walking Tall is a decent movie. Walking Tall is not a movie that I can say I don't like. I liked it. It was decent. But it's a remake. And when you do a remake, and the original stands tall. The original is still significantly better. It's kind of hard to validate that. I mean, you had original material that you could have won off of. If The Rock had made Walking Tall, if the people who did Walking Tall would have made Walking Tall as an exact replica of the original, starring The Rock, it would have been better than the original because The Rock was more believable as a tough guy. The Rock was more believable as a guy who can do the things that they was doing in that film. But they didn't. They changed it up. And when you do a remake, if the original was better than the remake, with all of the new technology and all of the new things that you can do and all of the new ways you can make it better, I don't appreciate it. So Walking Tall is not a bad film to me, but because they had something before it that was better than it, I can't get a Rock credit for that. I can't. Doom. Now, for all you people, because I'm not one of them people, for all you people that played the Doom video game and was waiting for a Doom movie and said that y'all were disappointed because y'all were waiting all the time for a Doom movie and The Rock was in it and y'all was happy about it and Doom turned out to suck, stop lying. Stop fucking lying, because Doom as a video game didn't have enough plot or enough story to be like, oh, this would make a great movie. So none of y'all that's saying that, y'all lying. Y'all lying. Y'all trying to excuse The Rock. And that's what I said. Doom was an excuse for The Rock. Because when people saw Doom, and Doom was a bad film, and people were like, oh, Doom is so bad, and all the video game people said, no, it's not what we expected Doom to be because of the game, and they made that excuse for The Rock, when the truth of the matter is the Doom video game wasn't supposed to never be made into no movie. Like, since when did you play Doom and think, oh, this would make a great film? No. So y'all lying. Y'all made that up. Y'all made an excuse for The Rock. Y'all saw your boy in it. Y'all thought it was a bad movie. Y'all said, oh, we're not going to let The Rock get this bad rap. So y'all blamed it on the fact that y'all thought it was going to be better because of the video game. Get the fuck out of here. The movie was better than the video game, but the video game didn't have that much story to it to where I thought it could be made into a movie. So how do you make Doom into a movie? It's a first person. It's a shooter. It's like, how? Doom should have never been made into a film. Okay? And for you people that said that Doom should have been made into a film, something fucked up with you. Something wrong with you. Because that's not a video game that I would have ever thought to make into a film. And it was, I mean, The Rock did a decent job in it. He did what he's supposed to do. But it, I mean, this Doom was set up for failure from the fucking jizzy jump. Scorpion King, right? Rock did the Scorpion King. And you know what? That was crazy because when we watched The Mummy, we was in great anticipation of the Scorpion King. We was like, yo, yes, we got to see it. Yes, we was ready for it. And the Scorpion King was a bad film. And then The Rock, to that CGI with The Rock and the whole, oh my God. Oh my God. I was just like, why, you know, why they do this? And I'm just like, y'all didn't have a screening. Y'all didn't screen this for the actors and actresses. Y'all didn't screen this before y'all put this out. Y'all, did y'all actually show this to The Rock and he said, looks good? Well, do the actors have any say? Like, after the movie's made, did the actors have any say? Do they screen it for the actors and the actresses? And go, hey, man, you know what? You know what? Don't do that. I don't like it. Here's your money back. Because if The Rock saw screening of Scorpion King and said, go ahead and put that one out, then I definitely would know it was for the money, okay? Because if I was The Rock and they screened Scorpion King, I would go, hey, you know what? How much y'all pay me? Yeah, go ahead and write that check on back because I don't want y'all to put that out at all. And if y'all do, just take my name off the marquee. I will pay y'all. I will give y'all the money back. Take my name off it. That does not represent me in any way whatsoever. That's what I would have did. Live Scorpion King. Oh, my God. Hercules, The Rock. And you know what's funny is that The Rock is an excellent Hercules. You know what I mean? Because Hercules was no way, shape, or form pure white. For the era that he was in where he lived at, Hercules wasn't pure white. You know what I mean? And the truth, I'm not even going to act like I know what the Hercules story is, but to my assumption of the story or my belief of the story or what I think the story is that Hercules was Zeus's son. And Zeus came down here and he wanted to fuck on some human beings. And so he wanted to fuck on him and he fucked on a human being. And he had a son, Hercules. You want to tell me that back in that day, Zeus came down here to fuck on a human being, and he chose a white woman? Nah, I'm not body. Hello, cancel culture. I'm not body shaming. No. I'm not hating on white women, but we all not cancel culture. Can't you admit that white women didn't have no ass? Can't you admit that white women just started getting ass? Oh my God, white women did not have ass. I'm not body shaming. I'm not saying that their body wasn't an appropriate body. What I'm saying is that they did not have the same thing that black women had. You telling me that Zeus came down here during Egyptian times and saw all that black ass and wanted? All right. No. I'm just saying they didn't have the same body culture. Right. We have different bodies. Right. Okay. Cancel culture. Thanks. Thank you very much. Back to what I was saying. You telling me that Zeus came down back in the day and saw a black Egyptian woman with the ass, and he decided to skip over her, get past her ass, to go and tap the ass of a white woman that did not, because I'm quite sure she did not have the ass of my Egyptian queens? Yeah, I'm not buying that. Zeus mama was black. And we might not never see it in the comics. We might not never see it. And it might not never be canon. But Zeus mother? I mean, not Zeus mother. Hercules. Hercules mother. And if a god came down here to fuck, and that's what he came down here to do. If a god came down here to fuck, trust me, at that time, back then, oh, he was going to get him an Egyptian. Ain't no doubt about it. Look, y'all can play with your mama. Y'all can say what y'all want. I don't give a fuck. If a god back in those times when Hercules was supposed to have came about was coming down to this planet, the fuck, he was getting him an Egyptian. So The Rock was the right color to play Hercules. The Rock was the right size to play Hercules. The Rock was the right everything to play Hercules. Even when Arnold Schwarzenegger played Hercules back in the day, he was tanned in the motherfucker, okay? Arnold Schwarzenegger even knew Hercules had to be tan, okay? So don't even try it. Arnold Schwarzenegger almost looked black in that film. I ain't even gonna hold you. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he played Hercules back in the day, almost looked black. So The Rock was perfect for Hercules. That script was not. I don't even credit The Rock for that. I say Hercules, Rock, you should have read that script a little better, my man. But once again, you know, must be the money. And so with that being said, that's it. I'm done. I gave y'all The Rock's good, which was about 6 or 7 things. I gave y'all what I hadn't seen yet, which was about 3 things, and they don't look too promising. And I gave y'all all the rest, which was bad. And it was like 20 things on that bad list. And guess what? That wasn't even all of it. That wasn't even all of it, because I just mentioned Fast and the Furious as a franchise, but The Rock was in about 4 or 5 of the movies, so you can add on 5. I said, you know what I mean? That wasn't even all. I didn't even bring up G.I. Joe. I didn't even bring the fuck up the G.I. Joe shit. And I didn't even go into detail. I grouped all of his Disney shit, kiddie shit, all together. So when I say, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, do you smell it? Smell it? And I ask you, what does it smell like? Does it smell like Popeye's chicken? Does it smell like chili? Does it smell like Marie's chicken? Because, I mean, I even give you, you know what? I'm going to take the chitlins back. I'll give you Marie's chicken. The Rock shit smells like Marie's chicken. Is that reasonable enough for me to say? Hold on, let me. Nope. Smells like shit. And what do? We don't cook shit. So it's chitlins. And I was right. And listen, just because you didn't come on this episode, just because you didn't comment on the TikTok doesn't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing at all. If you still feel some type of way, you can still comment. You can still text me, message me, call me. You can still go on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you want. And you can still say that you feel some type of way. You can still say it. Just because you didn't want to come on here and get 10 cents, just because you didn't want your picture and your voice and your face and your likeness and all your shit up on the screen, don't mean that you have to bite your tongue. Say it. Say it. I welcome it. But just be prepared. Just be ready. Just be ready with what's going to come afterwards. Because like I said, you want the smoke. And the only way you get smoke is with what? Fire! Fire! And I'm over here. That's why I wore my red. That's why I wore my red today. Because this shit fire right over here. Okay, I don't have any I do have shout-outs. I'm going to shout-out to the Starting Five podcast. I'm going to shout-out to Dan the Mayor Dinkins on TikTok because my man wants to start a new job. He wants to branch out, and he wants to holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? He wants to give your boy another opportunity. Now, this is crazy because this man was a stranger. I ain't know him from shit. I just met this man because I was doing TikToks. He commented or I commented on something. He said he commented something. I don't know, but we just got connected. And when this man said, hey, anybody want to be a guest on my podcast? I linked up. I said, yeah, I want to be a guest. He said, come on through with that. And then him and his crew and his boys and all of them, shout out to TJ, shout out to Jamal, shout out to Big O, all the boys that was in the Starting Five podcast. When they said they welcomed me, when they did the YouTube shit with arms wide open, and I went on over there and they welcomed me. And then I told him, I said, and he said, what's up with your shit? He said, what's up with the list of podcasts? When I ain't told him about it, for real. He went on his own and checked it out. And he said, what's up with it? And I told this man, ain't nothing enough with it. The shit is almost done. And he fucking bent me over and opened me up and took out that old battery and put that new battery back in my back. You see what I'm saying? So for always, I'm going to be grateful. Anything that come of this, anything that come of me being on the Starting Five, anything that come of our new shit that we about to get into, anything that come of that, this man I owe. So if I blows up, guess what? Dan, man, you know what? The whole Starting Five, everybody is coming with me. So that's the shout out that I'm going to give. And that's the end of the episode. And yeah, that's it. See you next time on the Lisper Podcast. Peace.